Case number 12940, William and Vicki Abel seek a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of White Oak Road within the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30852 White Oak Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 43. We have 7 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling.
Thank you. Good evening, board members, Council Sharp, Ms. Norwood, planning staff, and members of the public. For the record, my name is Mackenzie P., and I'm an attorney at the law firm of Saul Ewing. Today, I'm here to present a variance request, as Ms. Norwood just described, on behalf of William Abel and Vicki Abel, the owners of property located at 30852 White Oak Road, just outside of Dagsboro in Sussex County. The tax map parcel number for this property is 134-6-43. The variance request is a 5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback. This will allow for the proposed manufactured home to be located 10 feet from the side yard property line. By way of background, the property is situated within the GR General Residential District, as well as the coastal area, which is a growth area in the county, as you may know. The property is part of the Dogwood Acres subdivision, which was plotted in 1968 and is a previous pre-existing community prior to enactment of the code. The building envelope of the property is restricted, as you can see from the plan, on all sides. You have an existing garage to the right, the shed also in the back, the septic area as well in the rear yard, the well in the front. And so on all sides, the building envelope is restricted. It's important to note that there have been several other variances requested and granted in the community in the past. You may recall some of them. I know that I think many of you have been members of the board when they have been approved. Just to name some of those that appeared on the county's land use docket, at least from my review, case number 12808, which was a variance approved for front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Case number 12358, which was a variance approved in part and denied in part. It was approved for a shed location, but denied for HVAC and step placement, as those could be relocated somewhere else. Case number 12397, which was variances for front yard and side yard setbacks for existing structures. Case number 11675 was a variance approved from side yard setback requirements for a proposed deck. Case number 10871 was a variance approved from front and side yard setbacks for a proposed manufactured home like this. Case number 12880 was a variance approved from front and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. The only variance that I found that had been denied for side yard setback requirements from my review was for a swimming pool. In terms of the specific background and circumstances surrounding this, particular requests. Unfortunately, the applicants learned after purchasing their new manufactured home at a cost of $115,000 approximately that their lot was more than 10,000 square feet, specifically 10,204 square feet. As this board knows, the code includes a provision for small lots, which permits reduced side yard setbacks at 5 feet. The Abel's contractor believed that the lot was less than 10,000 square feet, as there are other lots in the community that contractor has worked on that are in fact less than 10,000 square feet. A building permit was applied for and issued. It was later discovered that the setback was in fact 15 feet, not 5 feet. The applicants have provided several exhibits to support their variance request. Those include the survey, site plan, and variance request plan that's on the screen right now. As I stated, the plan shows the existing garage, shed, and proposed home, and also the limited area. The plan also includes the proposed stairs that you'll see that are approximately 6 feet from the line. Those are uncovered and permitted to encroach up to 5 feet. There's also the shed in the back, which is also in compliance with code, in excess of 5 feet off the side and rear yard. Thinking that those might be questions that the board may have and or Council Sharp. Moving on to discussion of the specific criteria that need to be considered. First, in terms of the unique physical circumstances that exist on the property, the buildable area of the property is limited due to the presence of an existing driveway and garage, a septic system in the rear, and a wellhouse in the front yard. These conditions create a unique situation for the property and are not generally created by the provisions of the code. Secondly, due to these unique physical circumstances and conditions, strict conformity with the code is not possible. The proposed placement of the home closely aligns with the location of the previous home in that side yard setback. The size of the proposed home is different from the prior. The prior home was skinnier and longer. It was a 12 by 60, whereas here you can see it's approximately 27 by 48. Third, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicants. The unique conditions that limit the developable area of the property were created by the prior owner's improvements, such as existing driveway, garage, septic system, and well placement, all of which dictated the location of the proposed home. Additionally, the applicant's professionals misapplied the small lots ordinance, as I discussed. Four, the placement of the home in approximately the same location as the previous home in the side yard will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, it's consistent with the placement. It's also consistent in design and style with new homes in the community. The applicants have also obtained 7 letters, as Ms. Norwood noted. I do have 2 additional letters from 2 other neighbors that I'm going to submit into the record as well. And lastly, the requested variance represents the minimum variance required to provide necessary relief. Given the existing conditions of the property, the requested variance is the only location that will allow for the functional, reasonable use and maintenance of the property. So with that, I'll conclude my presentation and answer any questions that you may have. Prior to doing so, should I have Ms. Abel be sworn in, Mr. Sharp? Thanks.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Vicki Abel, 10485 Enfield Road, Pennsylvania, Felton, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Do you affirm the statements made by Ms. Pete is true and correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Questions?
Did they catch this when they got the permit, or how was that discussed? Okay.
It was caught after the permit was issued, actually. So the application was filed showing the application for a building permit was filed showing the 5 feet proposed location. It was issued showing the 15 foot, but it wasn't until the contractor shared that with Ms. Abel, walked the site, still thinking that it was 5 feet, that the manufactured home was then ordered. So it was discovered after that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have they dug footers yet or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so at that point then it just all got stopped.
That's right. And they tried to actually cancel the order for the manufactured home, but it was too late. So they are out $115,000 with a home that's paid for that they cannot place on their property.
I'm assuming the home has been built and is sitting somewhere waiting. Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
So you've talked to all your neighbors, everybody's...
Did a great job speaking to neighbors and got a lot of feedback. And the specific owner, Mr. Mansfield next door, that would be most impacted by this is someone that did submit a letter into the record.
Okay. Homeowner Association down there?
There's an informal or voluntary homeowners association. The president, actually, of the homeowners association is here. I believe she's going to speak after me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No formal approval process, though, if that's what you're getting at.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp? Just looking at the steps on this, is this in it looks like it's elevated a good bit, is that right?
So it's uncovered, and I don't know the elevation.
Okay, but is there any flood concerns or drainage concerns on the property?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And I'm also guessing that if this home was moved closer to the north, in other words, towards the garage, it would likely impact the ability to access the garage because of the existing
as driveway. Well as the septic, clean out the septic, et cetera. So the only other option would be to go on the neighbor's property to actually, if there was ever need for septic maintenance, et cetera, they would actually have to go on the other side. We had talked about that, my client and I, as well. That is also why we're trying to keep that distance between the two structures.
Yeah, I see where the septic lids are noted. I'm guessing the drain field is in that area as well?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right. And the utility pole, it does say that's being removed. Are there any other utility structures that kind of limit the ability to go back or use that part of the property as well?
Not to my knowledge.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
I have a couple more.
Sure.
The steps pointing towards the driveway, did they consider making them go a different direction than straight out towards the driveway?
No, no.
Okay. Other than the garage and the driveway, is there anything else pushing it to the side? The proposed house?
I would say that the existing garage and the driveway are what are the most limiting factors for the placement of the home.
Okay. I'm assuming that the number of steps needed on the surveys due to the fact that it's a manufactured home that's going to be installed pretty high off the ground. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be my assumption just from my knowledge of manufactured homes. Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Ms. Norwood, do the steps on the side, they need a variance too, don't they? Because they're going to be, they're going to project more than 5 feet into the setback, right?
They're going to be 6 feet from the property.
Yeah, but they're projecting more than five. It's a 15-foot side, right?
They can be 5 feet from a property, 5 feet from a side property line.
They can be 5 feet
open
from
unenclosed,
the side.
Right.
Okay. All right.
First floor, 5 feet
it's
from
the front
property
yard,
line.
They can only project the
right.
Five. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Sorry.
I got you.
I was like, I know we talked about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
I don't think we
what
need that.
What did we say? Yeah. They all run together.
The stair, well, also, yeah, the stair provisions in the code are slightly different
they
for
are.
Front versus
yeah,
side, which can
side.
Be a
yeah.
little
I was thinking
bit,
the front,
yeah.
the front's a
projection. Ever so slightly,
five
but
feet.
Also still matters.
The side, go
it can
five.
Go as close mm-hmm. as five.
It's been a long weekend. It's only Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janice Tennell, 30774 West Lagoon Road, Dogwood Acres, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
And you said you're in Dogwood Acres. How? Where are you in relation to this
two
property?
Streets over. I'm on West Lagoon, but I'm actually the of the Voluntary Homeowners Association, so you've seen me quite a few times, and I believe you'll see me another 2 weeks, too. and I'm excited for that. This is great. We're changing the development. We're bringing in new houses. The setback that they're, or their variance that they're asking for is minimal. And I actually even talked to the guy next door and I said, I just want to make sure you're good. And he was fine with it. It's just nice to see that we're replacing the old trailers and putting in new homes at a pretty good pace. But unfortunately, because our lots are so small in there, you're going to find more and more people coming for variances. Because a lot more people are making this. This used to be just a little fishing community that people used in the summertime. And now it's becoming a place where people want to live year round. Because Delaware's, you know, a great place to live and our little community is a nice little place and it's off the beaten path. And it doesn't have an HOA with lots of HOA rules. But I'm in full support of their house, and I can't wait for it to be built. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12940 for William and Vicki Abel and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12940 for William and Vicki Abel for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property is unique due to the existing garage and driveway. Due to such physical circumstances, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance represents the minimum, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved.